it adds value to the extraordinary work that has happened over the past 10 to 15 years in the sector, where a lot of people in the aquaculture processing sector wanted to add value, and I suppose add value means creating more jobs in the county rather than selling all of our raw produce by export. Now, some companies will still continue to do that, and the demand in some countries for the raw product will still be there. But if we can add value through sophisticated technology and new processing techniques and raising the standard and raising the bar, we're creating a reputation, and Donegal now has created that reputation. It's accepted within the department that Donegal has been at the cutting edge, and I think it's only right now that the money flows in behind new ideas, new ways of doing things, and with technology constantly changing, and obviously with the demand for export product increasing, we have to look at where the best people and where the best businesses are doing this work, and obviously that's happening to quite an extent in our own county.
And today's announcement is part of an overall investment for the five companies, which will progress these even further now in the future.
I think what it does as well, it enriches that collaboration at an education level as well, and with LYIT and Letterkenny and Killybegs, now soon to get university status, their science and research departments will be obviously continuing that working relationship with these companies. And ultimately, this is about giving our young people and our younger generation the chance and the choice for the people who want to stay and work in our own county and add value from an education point of view. So I think the growing standard, the growing reputation, and obviously the growing lengths and strides that these companies are making in relation to being the pioneers for a lot of this work in the first instance, creating that international and global brand will position Donegal in a very, very strong position in the years ahead.